You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. So happy to have you here. Today, we're talking about this. Now, this is kind of a continuation of yesterday's podcast when I asked, are you ready to delete it? That's right, my dear. Are you ready to delete it? I hope you've done it. I hope it's already done. The deletion is done and you are looking straight ahead and you are moving straight ahead, onward and upward. So today is a continuation of that because this is what we're talking about. Ow, that's O-W, is in the middle for a reason. Ow is in the middle for a reason. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this beautiful thing that a lot of times we don't even like to have to think about. We a lot of times avoid. We a lot of times we make excuses. You name it. But it's this little big thing called growth. I know. Growth. Starts with grr. Like not easy sometimes, right? When we enter into the growth process, it does not feel good. So why did I tell you that this is a continuation of yesterday's podcast? Because yesterday I talked all about, you know, hey, if you're dealing with anything that's making you feel not good about yourself, or you are feeling uncomfortable, or you're feeling not enough for whatever reason, delete it. Okay? Do you remember me saying that? If you haven't yet listened to that podcast, go back and listen to it. I believe it's 152, episode 152. So go back and listen to that. But today, the reason why I wanted to continue this is because the first step is getting rid of all the junk, okay? Just get rid of all the junk, let it go, delete it. But I didn't want to leave you thinking that every time you get uncomfortable, that you turn your back on it. I also didn't want you to start thinking that, you know what, anytime something doesn't feel good, you just delete it. Because it may be an opportunity for growth. Yes. Ow, right in the middle. You know what I'm talking about. So it starts with grr. Like, you know what? It's kind of grueling. And sometimes it's not easy to face. It's not easy to face. I know that sometimes when I felt the worst going into it and there was struggle and there was resistance, the struggle was coming from the resistance because I was resisting this thing called grr and I didn't want to go into it, right? Because I knew that it was heading towards a big O-W. Ow. Ow. Ow is in the middle for a reason. There is something about growth that is simply uncomfortable, especially growth that's really going to serve you well. No kidding. It's like a rubber band. You stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. Once it's stretched, it can't go back. But in the process of stretching it, it gets uncomfortable, right? It gets really uncomfortable. But a lot of times the discomfort is coming from, like I said, the resistance. So the greatest way to get into the growth is just like get right into it. Avoid the grr and all the fighting and all the resistance. Get right into the ow. Take it like a woman, you know, take it standing up or lying down, however you have to take it. But take it. And once you've got it, grow with it. And then go with it, my dear. You know, it's interesting, the TH at the end stands for thorium from the periodic table, and it's actually a source of nuclear energy. So I started thinking about this. I was like, wow, that's explosive, right? I mean, think about nuclear energy, extremely powerful, extremely powerful. But in order to go in and get to the TH, you got to go through the grr. The like, ooh, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like it. It's not compelling whatsoever. You resist it. You struggle with it. And then you get straight into the ow, right in the middle. The ow is in the middle for a reason. Because if you can get through it and come out on the other side with explosive energy and growth, imagine what you could do in your life. Imagine what you could do in your life. Growth is inevitable. No different than pain. pain is also inevitable. And suffering is optional. Guess what? Resisting growth is optional. I know, it doesn't feel good sometimes. And like I said, I really felt like I needed to circle back because the reality is there are going to be things that come into your life that absolutely feel so painful or feel so like, you resist. And there may be this feeling like, I just want to run. I just want to delete this off my path. I want to delete this out of my memory. But it's there as an opportunity for you to grow. It's there for you to expand. It's there for you to express a part of yourself that you haven't yet expressed. So be willing to look at those times. And you'll know the difference because there will be times when you feel uncomfortable and it feels scary, but there will be something about it that you have this sense of knowing, I got to go into this. Like it feels uncomfortable, but I got to go into this. Or there's times when you have absolutely no control. You know, there's absolutely no control and you're already in it. But you can resist it and then allow it to keep going with the struggle. Or you can say, all right, you know what? I'm not quitting, but I'm putting up my hands in surrender. Remember that podcast? Put your hands up in surrender and lean into the growth. I sure hope this helps you today. I know it's not an easy one to talk about because nobody likes to talk about discomfort. But I will tell you, on the other side of that is expansion. And it is absolutely magnificent. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where are you feeling like you're resisting something right now? And there's a part of your heart and soul that's saying, go in. But it's like, you know what? No. And owie, this doesn't feel good. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, this feels like explosive energy here. I don't even know what to do. I don't know how to get to it. Stop resisting it, my dear. That area of your life that you know growth is calling your name, stop resisting it, lean into it, and watch what happens in your life. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. And by the way, if you have not yet listened to the 5-part series on change, you can go to womensippingonlife.com right there. On the right-hand side, you'll see it, the 5-part series for change. Go ahead and click on that, and you can go directly to the 5-part series on change, because if you're talking about growth, change is inevitable. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. And invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.